Batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Ready to move out.
Happy New Year, everybody! Wee! Auld Lang Syne! Okay. Sorry, it's not New Year's, and we're not supposed to be here tonight. And I'm Pogoman, and this is Paragon Radio, and it's a new year, but this is not our official kickoff to the new year. This is actually a breaking news episode. And this is our impromptu show, so we got to do it officially. Breaking news from the news desk of the Paragon Radio News Satellite with Pogo Man and Psychic, my co-host rather, Mad Viking.
Today's talk, City of Headaches.
Yeah, I got a headache already. I was on the beach this morning drinking Mai Tais, getting tan, and then you teleported me back to the satellite without even asking.
You know I wouldn't have done it unless something big was coming around. And unfortunately, every time you want to take a vacation, something big, particularly from NCSoft, hits the playing field.
Yeah. So from now on, I'm going to email them when I go on vacation and tell them knock this shit off for 2 weeks. I don't want to hear nothing.
But, there are a few people that already are aware of it, but for those who are not, let's get right to it, the meat of the matter here.
Yeah.
Now,
let's get.
Hold
on. In a way, we go.
Here we go. We're going straight to MassivelyOP.com article that came out January the 2nd, yesterday. NC follow-up City of Heroes code copyright filing with a fresh trademark application. And, okay, so I read the article as is. You folks remember last summer when we learned that NCSoft has filed copyright documentation for the City of Heroes game code? The June revelation came just a few months after the MMO community learned of a group of players that leaked the game's source code and run a secret COH server for 6 years. The handing of that code over to the community at large and the subsequent opening of multiple functioning rogue servers allowed the entire community to leap back into the much-loved MMORPG fought dead. Notably, NCSoft took no legal action, which is true. Today, we add some more kindling to the speculation fire as MMO culture noticed the NCSoft filed a new trademark application from the long-sunsetted game just a few weeks ago. The website points out that players have tried and failed to legally acquire the game from the Korean Megacorp for many years, and we've been covering this for the last 9 months. That would be MMO, Massively OP, that is. There's quite a bit more into that. In April of last year, after the code was spilled in the open, we confirmed the representative of the Titan Network were in direct negotiations with NCSoft for a sort of a legal version of the game, negotiations that continued largely behind closed doors all year through the joining of Homecoming with the negotiations in August and then the handoff from Titan Network to the Homecoming group in September. Homecoming, the largest batch of COA servers currently running, made multiple moves over 2019 to buff up its legitimacy, like barring copyright infringing characters, blocking RMTs, real money trading, and discuss what a licensed server might look like. All of which led players to assume there was a positive outcome in the negotiation, but all was true, and it's just a matter of when. The unmolested, unofficial return of City of Heroes was a huge story in 2019, taking our award for biggest MMO surprise of the year, and spurring a best trend pick 2. Now they do have an update. After publication, we got a note from MOP readers Cinnaminson, I'm not going to even try to do that again, who pointed out that Reddit is speculating the filings mean that SCL plans to come after Homecoming and the other Rogue servers. We don't have any reason to think that, and in fact, quite a lot of the reasons to think the opposite. We also note that MCSoft filed a copyright notice for the game codes this past summer. Homecoming explicitly said it did not affect it, as the group was never under the impression that MCSoft did its own copyright to the game. And that is the article from MassivelyOP.com. Now, we've also been, you know, through all these articles, been finding bits and pieces here. And basically, there's two ways to view this. Now, one, and let's start with the positive view. The positive view is that maybe Homecoming and NCSoft have worked together, but in order for it to fully work, you know, they do need the copyright of the source code and the trademark in order to do the bantering for any possible advertising, merchandising, solicitations, and whatnot. The other side, and no, I cannot hear you, Pogo Man.
Hello.
Now I can hear you. And now
Hello.
I cannot. Now I can.
Hello. Hello.
I can hear you now. Yes, now
okay.
I can hear you.
I was gonna say, I have the MMO Culture article. I was saying, let's read that one.
Okay.
Let me read that one. It's not that long, and then we'll get
All
into
right.
our... All right. So this one says, NCSoft... When did this one come out? January... This one came out... It says Saturday, January 4th, 2020. I don't know how that one came out tomorrow, but they went forward in time.
It they use the DeLorean at 88 miles per hour, using the flux capacitor at 1.21 gigawatts.
I don't know how All they right. came out tomorrow, but it says here, NCSoft files trademark application for superhero MMO RPG it abandoned. Oh, okay, okay. In the article, it says January 3rd. So this is from today, actually.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. On the top of the page, it said January 4th. I'm like, how the hell they do that one? Okay, but in the article, it says January 3rd. Okay. Even though City of Heroes was first developed by Cryptic Studios and Paragon Studios, publisher NCSoft actually owned the IP rights to the superhero MMO RPG. Launched in 2004, City of Heroes garnered a core group of players over the years, keeping the community spirit alive and vibrant. However, after 24 free updates and 2 paid expansions, NCSoft opted to shut down City of Heroes on 30 November 2012. However, on 4 December 2019, NCSoft mysteriously filed a new trademark application for City of Heroes as seen below, and they actually have a copy of it. After the show, I will post it to our Facebook page, this article, so you guys can check out the trademark application. Pretty cool looking. Ever since the closure of City of Heroes was announced, there have been many attempts to obtain the server code from NCSoft, but no groups were able to come to an agreement with the Korean gaming giant. Is NCSoft trying to revive City of Heroes to save its non-existent Western market? Or is there a new City of Heroes game being developed? Last we checked, Paragon Studios was no more, and Cryptic Studios is busy developing Magic Legends. It cannot be a renewal, as the application was stated as new. Hope we get an answer soon. And that's all it says. But,
all right, now I don't know.
Let's see, but it has here. But it does have copies of both. Sorry, it has the things for City of Heroes.
No, you know, there all the official paperwork.
Yeah, it has official paperwork in that article. So, okay.
Now,
that being said, now we've read the articles, no updates, because this article came out today after Massively OP's article came out. So
as I said before, well, I guess I'll repeat in case Pokemon didn't hear what I was saying. There's basically two ways to view this. And let's start with the positive way. Maybe
okay.
and they have a homecoming and NCSoft have reached an accord, and they're willing to go with it, but they do need the source code rights as well as the trademark for any solicitations, publications, marketing, merchandising. You know, if you remember, those who remember way back when, you know, you actually saw City of Hero ads in the comic books, etc.
Right.
Now, the other side, namely because me and Pokemon are both New Yorkers, what does this mean? We're naturally cynics.
And
the evidence.
The thing is, the proof is in the pudding. We will we'll wait to see what happens. You know, once you tell us what happens, that's when we believe it.
And basically, the worst case scenario, yes, let's follow the path as it went down the line. First, they get the copyright for the source code.
Right.
Then Tony V, who I've known a little briefly, and Pokemon knew quite well since he was the former co-host of Save COH, who can admit, who will, and I assume this is still true, when he gets into an argument, he's like a pit bull.
Oh, yeah.
He will chomp those teeth, lock it, and it's in. So for when Tony V goes, I'm giving up COH Titan, giving it to Homecoming, so long and thanks for all the fish, that raised our eyebrows. And now we get to the trademark, which means if they actually do want to be phallic symbols, that means anyone, you know, that posts up the sign of City of Heroes and a statesman or anything like that, they go, oh, wait a minute, hold it right there.
Yep.
So, yeah, we've been trying to do some more researching here. We have more people saying that this could be a revival of NCSoft bringing in City of Heroes because of the lackluster performance of the Western. Many articles have pointed out that the only thing outside of the Asian market that does, by comparison, well in the Western Hemisphere is Blade and Soul and Guild Wars 2. Well,
Gee, if only they had kept a certain game going that made $8 to $12 million a month for them all these years, they might have done better in the Western market.
And so they're speculating that they're going to try to pull a PR movement and guess what? We're back, you know. Kind of reminds me of when Family Guy came back for new episodes. They actually had a DVD with Brian going, well, what do you know? The petitions actually worked.
Yeah. I loved when they came back and they said, well, gee, the network said we can come back if the following shows failed. And it was every show on Fox that failed after Family Guy was canceled. Well, I guess that's fair, but what are the odds all those shows fail? Fade to black, start the intro.
But, like I said, you know, as of now, it's split down the line. Now, we just gave you the information here, and I do have, you know, we have some listeners here. If you want to call in and bring in your opinion, or maybe you found an article or a YouTube that just popped up that we haven't seen, Pokemon, how can they talk to us?
Call in, you dummy! Oh, sorry, that was my, the weatherman, never mind.
Okay.
You know, from Family Guy. 71, you could call in and be quite friendly with us at 714-583-6908. Again, that number is 714-583-6908. And we'll be happy
and if
to take your call and chat with us.
And if you are on the blog talkradio.com, and you want to chat, just make an account. Doesn't take long, you know, just do the normal tap, tap, make a name, do something.
Yeah.
And
it takes like 2 minutes. It takes like 2 minutes. And you can join us in the chat room. It's free to make an account. It's a free account. And you can talk to us in the chat room for absolutely free all night and make a comment. We'll read them on air. We'll laugh about it. Have a grand old time.
Mm-hmm. And I swear, like I said, every time Pokemon wants to take a week off, That's when things happen, particularly on the City of Heroes side.
Everybody I know is taking a week off this week. Nothing's going on with their jobs. Nothing's going on with what they're doing. Nothing earth-shattering. I'm puppy-sitting this morning, 5 o'clock for my folks, because Mom's got dialysis. The puppy's laying next to me. We're sound asleep. My phone lights up. Oh, look, it's a text from you. Huh? I mean, my eyes are so shut. Instead of saying 8 minutes ago, it says three. I swear it said 3 hours ago. I'm like, then why am I just getting this now? Huh? What? Ooh. Oh, good effing Lord. Why is it going to happen now? Why can't it wait a week? Why can't it wait till like next Thursday or something when I can plan the show out? No way. No.
Well, it turns out because of the laws of trademarking, it's every 10 years, and it's
zero. Why can it be? Why can it be 10 years in a week?
And they didn't waste any time. January 2nd, they were right there.
Yes, I know. Ooh, I was almost kicked out of the game because I hadn't been on the keyboard in a while in the game. I was on the keyboard but not in the game. Yes, it's a good thing you did that too. I'm looking around.
So this also brings up,
are we not wintry anymore?
Well, it's technically still there, but you know, they'll probably be switching it over real soon. But the fact that
the magic of live radio.
As soon as the news that the Rogue Service came out, 1 month later, they put up the copyright for the source code. And as soon as 2020 first government open day, they raced in to do the trademark. This is why, like I said, we're skeptics, we're cynics, and we're going, this is not kosher. Now, like I said, maybe Homecoming has, broke the glass and was able to do something. But the fact is, you know, with everyone on both sides being hush-hush about it, it doesn't help, you know, anyone on either side, you know, feeling that nice little comfort factor.
Yeah. It's like first day after the holidays, okay, back to work. New Year's is over. January 2nd, okay, back to work. You know, you could have waited till Monday or something. You know, I'm waiting till Monday for my New Year's resolutions to start. I'm still giving, you know, because technically we're still in the 12 days of Christmas. Right?
Mm.
Yes. So I'm still waiting until next week before I do anything. I'm not rushing.
And a whole lot of people are kind of agreeing with our views. It's either so they can license us to others, or they can...
Where are you seeing this?
I'm right now checking on the Homecoming servers forums.
Oh, okay. Because I'm here, I'm checking the... I don't know what I'm looking at here. I'm looking in broadcast. I don't see anything.
Mm-hmm. Yes, like I said, it's any news that comes up during this hour and a half, and we're almost a half hour into it, we want to bring it up to people's attention.
Okay.
Right there as we see it. Now, like I said, what would be nice if we were able to get get either one of the two sides to do some confirmation, at least if they want, if it is the positive, you know, do a soon. Once we see soon, we've kind of fallen into the habit of, oh, got it.
Or you call in and talk to us and say, hey, guys, don't worry about it. It's all okay. And you could do that by calling in at 714-583-6908.
Now, let's talk a little bit now that it's the former. It's the good news. All
right,
that means we pretty much are ahead of the game.
Right.
And if they decide to start charging,
say,
if they get the rights, it's a possibility. Let's be honest amongst ourselves.
Right. Well, if they do, if they start charging again, then I want the following. I want all my old characters back. At the levels they were, with all my old stuff back.
You know, as well as possibly some newer stuff. We actually see what you saw on the test server, and that you're going like, "Oh, I remember that well."
Yeah. Well, you know what I mean. For my characters, I want all my old characters back at the levels they were with their powers and all the stuff I accumulated. That's what I mean.
Well, to refresh what, for those who are not knowing what we're talking about, most of the issue 24 stuff came out to play. On the test server, there was one thing. I think they were aiming for issue 25, Battalion.
I'm not referring about missions. I'm talking about my character. Everybody had, who played way back when, had a ton of characters, right?
Right, right.
A ton of stuff that they earned for their characters. Okay, that's what I'm referring to.
Mm-hmm. But I'm talking about those who do not have your characters. Yeah.
Right.
We're talking, it'll be Battalion.
Right, all right. Years before you got involved with the show, is called Save COH Radio.
Correct.
We were doing a show during the last days of when City of Heroes was still up and running. I went onto the test server, and there was a mission arc in Pretoria where you found out what Emperor Cole. What the real deal was with him, why he was running things, what happened, that he never really defeated the Hamadan Seed, that he turned him away, and the Hamadan Seed was coming back, and he was like, screw you, Cole, I'm taking what's mine, and because Emperor Cole couldn't defeat him, it turns out. So the Hamadan Seed and the Devouring Earth were coming back to defeat Pretoria once and for all. Okay? In the mission, you found out they had these cannons that could feed off metahuman energy. So in one of the missions, it's cool. You get hooked up to this cannon. Takes a little bit of your energy. Nothing really happens. But you power up these huge mega cannons that repels the Devouring Earth's first initial attack. And it's really cool. You know, it makes you feel like you're actually doing something really, really heroic for the first time in this game. It's like, holy cow, holy crap, that's awesome. that you're charging these three mega cannons at once, and they're on this wall, and you're just firing at these gigantic beasts, and you fire at them, and you defeat them, and you repel this gigantic attack at once. I'm going into details here, what I remember from it. I know that was one, that was like one of the initial missions. Okay? Okay, so now you go through the rest of this thing, you go through these other missions that weren't released, they're just on the test server. When you're done, what you're doing is now the last survivors in Pretoria, you're escorting them through a portal, Corp to Earth Prime. And the ones who are still there, they leave you a gift. And what it is, it's a giant 20 to 30 feet tall holographic statue of you, whatever costume you're wearing at the time. So when you're doing the last mission, make sure you're wearing whatever costume you want to be immortalized as. And it's really cool. At the time, I told people about it, and they were like, what? And I was like, oh, my God. And as soon as the show was over, a ton of people were heading to the test server. Because I remember that night, everybody's going, where is everybody? It's like, and we were laughing. I was like, I think everybody went to the test server.
Okay, jumping off subject for a second here. Yeah, we do know that the Blog Talk chat has been kind of been buggy, saying that the chat room is full. Refresh the page.
Yes.
And you're able to get in.
Hello, Wolf Lord is here. He's joined us. Hello.
But remember, this is also tied to the ever-famous phrase, the coming storm. The death of the Chaldeans.
Yeah. Right. But believe it or not, that has nothing to do with what comes next. See, this ties up, this ends the Praetorian storyline. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
What happens next is the battalion. Now, the funny thing is, because the game ended, right?
Mm-hmm.
They never finished the artwork on the Chaldeans. Now, this was kind of weird this week. This is the last week the game was open. That Wednesday night, everybody was invited to the test server. Tony V acted as one of the devs that night, and we talked that week about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he goes the next day, yeah, I saw you there. I was like, I didn't see you. He goes, oh, I was one of the devs. I was invisible. It's like, oh, okay. So what they did was they used the Ruluru. I always feel funny saying that word. The Ruluru. I feel like Scooby-Doo. Ruluru, Shaggy. Yeah, but the ones that are in the their castle thing. What is that thing called?
Mm-hmm.
In the Shard. You know, that castle, the Shard, where you do
I know what you're talking about. I can't think of it right now. Anyway.
Right, okay. So anyway, they made a whole bunch of them. And we're fighting them off, and that's supposed to represent the battalion invasion that would have come next. Okay? So we're fighting them for like 2 hours, and we're having a grand old time. And then they gave Tony V dev powers, right? And so all of a sudden, every giant monster possible is attacking in the Richty War Zone. We're like, holy crap. All of a sudden, he goes, don't worry, heroes, you're saved. Right? It's like, how? He turned every hero into statesmen with statesman powers. We're like, holy crap, this is awesome. He just didn't make us look like statesmen. We had statesmen with statesman's powers at statesman's level. We're like, well, shit, let's go. He basically turned us all into Superman with Superman's powers without his vulnerability to kryptonite and magic. Okay? See what I'm saying here, folks?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. It's like, let's go. So we had fun for a while with that. And we were just having fun all night, late night. And then so we did that, Nate, and they were telling us, you know, kind of here and there about the battalion. And during the fight, one of the devs was telling us what the storyline would have been. And it's like, son of a bitch. And it was just making us madder that, like, you know, that we wouldn't be able to do it, that this was it. And then afterwards, at the time, I know this might make you mad. At the time, since we only had the Cape Radio, members of the Cape invited us back to their headquarters, their base, and we had a big dance party afterwards, you know. But you know what the next day felt like? You know how, like, you're graduating high school and you had the prom and you took your last final and you're just waiting for graduation day? That's what that Thursday felt like. Because you knew Friday was it, and Wednesday night, all the fun happened, right? And then Thursday was just like, okay, so what do we do now? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because you knew Friday, everybody was going to be in tears. Everybody was going to be saying goodbye. You know, think about it. Friday, you're going to be signing yearbooks. You're going to be exchanging numbers and emails and et cetera. And then yeah, that's what it felt like. And I said to something like, oh, my God, you're right. That's exactly what it felt like. It felt like that to a lot of people. You know, that one day you go to school, it's like, okay, so what do we do today? Just sit around, guys, and just, you know, don't get into trouble today. And then Friday, I thought it was weird because, like, friends I hadn't seen in years, you know, like, I'm hanging out with friends who I have been playing with actively, right? And then here come, like, friends that haven't been in the game in, like, 5 years. And they're going, oh, you want to hang out? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, why don't you come here and hang out with my friends that I hang out with now? Like, you know, like, you haven't been around in 5, 6, 7 years. You know, I want to hang out with my friends that I play with every day for, like, 6, 7 years, you know? It's like, I'll exchange emails with you, but... You know, I just felt bad. I just felt bad.
Mm-hmm. And right now, with the news of this here, we got a whole lot of people either looking forward with bright eyes, and we got other people that are looking, and it's the doom and gloom all over again. Now,
but,
I pulled an article.
Hold on. I want to say this about the battalion. I'm sorry I brought all that up about the battalion. Backtracking, you know, I just brought all that up. That just brought up memories. I'm hoping this time we get the good part, and I'm hoping this time they develop the battalion storyline. Because all we remember is we're like, so the battalion are a giant Ruru? And we had one giant fight in the Ricky War Zone. Yay us.
All right. Now,
that was it. That's all we remember.
Let's look at that scar that we all have if you were a City of Heroes player. And And talk about the profitable or not argument here. According to former employee claims, COH was profitable even before they converted to free to play, but even more so
conversion. I have a quote here from a former employee who did not like the shutdown.
Mm-hmm.
You are a douchebag.
Yeah.
That's right. A douchebag. A total douchebag.
That was going to be coming up anyway. All right. Continuing on. The studio.
My goodness. Okay.
All right. Continuing on. The studio's total annual operation cost was $4 million U.S. They grossed $12 million revenue annually.
Mm-hmm.
NCSoft paid $8 million to buy City of Heroes. They wanted $8 million to sell it. $80 million to sell it.
Okay.
They value it at $3 million for tax purposes. COH has a high retention rate. Subscribers at a stick rate of 95 to 98%, which... That puts it in World of Warcraft level.
Right. Yeah.
NCSoft has no plans for COH2, Mac. Mind you, this article was back way in 2013.
Right.
Pointing that out. Paragon wanted to do it, but NCSoft was growing ever more uncomfortable with a superhero IP, worried that it wouldn't work in today's market.
Wait.
Brian Clint.
Was that before or after the MCU started
before,
kicking ass in the movie theaters?
Before, obviously. We were still in the Blade category.
Are they kicking themselves now?
Brian Clinton tried to orchestrate a management buyout of Paragon starting over a year ago because it became, 2012, because it could be progressively more difficult to deal with NCSoft. They created a Kickstarter page back then and never went to press.
Yeah,
Paragon had
heard
a second project in the works. It was not a cop. It was a compromise to not being able to make COH2. It was the show Lost meets Minecraft. You crash land on an island. You're trying to build your own fortress and weapons.
All right.
NCSoft tried to work with Paragon. They really did, but the profits were not what they needed to be, and COH Paragon were the weak link in NCSoft lineup moving forward, which brings back to the evidence later on we found out, they wanted profits in the Asian market. So, yes, Europe, USA, kicking ass. Asia,
right.
It bombed.
All right, well, just... All right, but you're doing fine in two of the three markets. This is what... Even back then, we knew this, and I don't get it. So it's bombing in the Asian market, right? Mm-hmm. In the other two markets, it's doing great, so you closed it. I don't know if whatever you're looking at says this, but this is what we thought was funny back then. In the Korean Times, right, in January, they published an article, okay, how not to run a business. And they said NCSoft was the perfect model on how not to run a business. And in it, they referred to the shutdown of City of Heroes and the way they shut down the game. And the fact that a game was making that much money heat in two of the three markets and they shut it down. The way they handle the game. Because you have that many players and that kind of loyalty and a loyal player base, and you still shut the game down. And that's their own version, the New York Times, their own business newspaper saying, you guys suck as a business. Not the New York Times, the Korean Times said it way back when. When they closed the game down months later. And we were laughing about it on air.
So, all right, so hope do we have any callers? Just check in here. We
did. Checking again. I've been checking frequently. No.
Okay. Now.
So I'm keeping an eye. We do have people joining us. We have Shadow Enchantress, and we do have Diamond joining us on the steps of City Hall, City Hall Atlas Park in the Everlasting Server. Thank you for joining us.
And we do have four viewers and three speakers. One of them, WolfLord666. How you doing?
Hello, Mrs. Stark, but you're here, and that's all that matters. You're here joining us.
Mm-hmm. Well, for those who are coming into the middle of this, yes, we are talking about the recent news that NCSoft is doing the trademark application for City of Heroes, and we are definitely exploring both sides, both the positive and the negative.
Yes, and when I heard the news... Just to play it safe, I think we should play this. Say it again. What news are we talking about?
NCSoft West. Let's be specific on this one.
Okay. NCSoft West is doing what? What are they doing?
They are doing the trademark application for City of Heroes.
Goodness.
Once again, looking on the positive side, it could be that COH Homecoming and NCSoft has made a deal, and if there is a possibility that there will be future solicitations, marketing, merchandising, and, of course, they don't want to give up the trademark for that.
Right.
On the other side,
yes,
is the fact that they may be ready to go after people.
Okay. The gentleman you refer to says you could just refer to him as Mordecai. You know that, right?
Okay. All right. So I, there,
you know,
you
could just say Mordecai. Okay. Yes.
All right. So we're in the halfway mark. I know there's some people, you know, if you want to make a call in, once again, Pogo.
Yes. If you want to call in and talk to us on air for the new year, you could call in at 714-583-6908. And of course, this is our breaking news unofficial episode.
And you just lost your mic again. To continue on, yeah, this is because we were planning to take a week off. Today, 10 a.m., I get the ping on news. Like, and where? I see the news and I just tell Pogo, guess what? We got to make a special. No, we cannot hear you, Pogo. All right. I guess we got to make a Kickstarter that Pogo gets a better headset. I don't know. Once Pogo is able to come back live here, then we can, you know, if you're making a call, then we can be able to get this going. I'm trying to tell him no sound from him.
Hello.
There you are. Hello.
I thought you were just ignoring me, you booted so-and-so. Okay.
Well,
hello.
That's why I was trying to send you all the message going, no sound from you.
I didn't hear. Wasn't looking at. You know, I can only look at so many screens at once.
Well, I was trying to get to all the ways to get a hold of you going, we'll try here.
No, that's all right. I was saying, even though this was supposed to be our vacation week, so next week I'm taking a vacation. Making up for this week.
Barring any other.
Oh, for God's sakes, this way I don't get my vacation until, like, I don't know when. I'm getting a 4-week vacation next year, I'm telling you.
And before you say it, the nearest Friday the 13th is March.
I almost said March, too. I almost said it. Goodness. No, we can
now,
do a show by then.
Now, what we'll bring also is maybe some problems for the spiritual successors. City of Titans, I don't see much into it, but our favorite one to pick on, Valiance Online.
Well, what problems do you see with them?
Basically, the maps, for starters.
Oh,
maybe
they're working on. Well, maybe they're working on them. That's why we haven't seen them in so long.
They made a second map that was a merger of.
What I thought was funny was, they did the map. I know the one you're referring to.
Mm-hmm.
And people said, "Hey, that looks like a cross between Dark Astoria and Perez Park." And then they just went, "Guilty."
Yeah.
Like, they admitted to it. It's like, that you can't release that.
So yeah, they may go right to Valiance and go, excuse me, we need to talk. Heroes and Villains, maybe because of their if you remember a while back they showed pictures of some of the zones and one of them kind of looks like the Shadow Shard and the war walls on other areas. Rather COHs. There's a new word. No sound again. Hold on, I gotta tell him again. So
hello.
There we go.
Hello.
Yeah,
this is why I want it off this week. See, even my computer wants off this week. I was saying, but I think that's why, because if you notice, she hasn't mentioned the war walls.
Mm.
If you notice in the update she does, she even says that they are trying not to be COH is their inspiration, but they're trying not to be COH.
Well, like
maybe
I said,
that's
a possibility. Like I said, I don't see much for City of Titans, nor any problems from Ship of Heroes. But Valiant is right there in the bullseye.
Yes. Oh, yes. Especially
I know we've talked about it ad nauseum, but the fact is we went on Paragon Chat after you realized where can we go. You're going, where got to get someone to go over to Paragon. Oh, shit. You go over to the exact camera angle, and you're going, holy, it is a verbatim map of Atlas Park.
I'm looking right. It's an exact duplicate. Hey, folks, it was an exact, whatever they called it, I forget what they called it by now, but it was an exact duplicate. They might have changed the distance between things, but it was an exact, except for doing that, like the spacing between items, it was an exact duplicate. I mean, who are you kidding? They changed the spacing, but otherwise, except for the scale, it was the exact duplicate.
So, yeah, I see Valiants in the target zone, Heroes and Villains. If they got rid of the Shadow Shard replication and
Valiants
the War Walls.
Valiants first, Heroes and Villains second, and then the others are fine, I think.
Yeah, basically the other two are in the clear.
Well, yeah, but the other two,
City of Titans got the rights, you know, to post some things of City of Heroes on City of Titans. They did obtain the rights. You know, that little memorial section that they had a GoFundMe for.
Right. Well, there you go.
Well, you know, but City of Titans, they're in the clear.
Yeah, so there you go.
And once again, we are still trying to see if there's any new news during this time period where we're having our show, if anything pops up.
I don't think you're going to, only because it's a Friday night. And in Korea, I think they're closed. You got to remember, they're hours ahead of us.
Yeah, but, there may be, particularly in the Reddit area. Yeah, I know Reddit, toxic, but...
Yeah, but it's Saturday morning there. Are they? I mean, I don't think they're open for business on a Saturday morning.
No. The Reddit people, if they find, there's a twig out of place over at the Statesman's Foot, they're going to put it up.
Yeah, but I'm talking about how does it with NC Soft? I don't see anything happening.
Well, I can't tell you about their operation systems of what days.
Right. Okay. All right.
But let's see. Let's change past 24 hours to past hour.
Well, in the meantime, how about we talk about this article here? Another one from Massively Overpowered.
Okay.
They were doing their awards, their end of the year awards. And one we have to talk, just one, what's the best classic MMORPG still running at the end of 2019? Okay. And it says here, we've noted before that while our awards are pretty good at identifying the big modern MMORPGs and the indie gems, it's much harder to properly reward classic MMOs. Those MMOs that have been around a really long damn time. Some of them even got more content updates than the big five games. But because they're old or small or even, I'll say it, ugly, they're just not the games we think of when we're voting for the biggest and best. So a few years back, MOP commenter Agamith, I hope I'm saying that right, proposed this topic for a leaderboard. And now it's become one of our staple polls for the end of the year as we try to collectively determine which MMOs are best at gracefully aging. Traditionally, we've left World of Warcraft off this poll, seeing as it's usually a top contender for formal awards and would invalidate the vote. But this time around, we're going to include WoW Classic. We've also restricted the voting to just older MMOs that are technically still living. And this year, that includes City of Heroes, since it seems likely it's only a matter of time until it's legitimized. Yay. Yes, we know that the definition of the word classic is hard to define. We've done our best to pick out MMOs from the first couple of generations, unless you guys really do just want to leave just to have an Ultima Online and EverQuest face off for all eternity. Now, this seems like a lot more fun. To the polls. I'm sorry. To the polls! Oh, yeah. And you get 3 votes, so spend them wisely. You know, I have never played any version of Ultima Online or EverQuest. Okay, I'm going to look here through the votes first to see who what the highest percentages were. I need like a Jeopardy thing number here. It's okay. Wow. Wow. Okay. WoW Classic got 12% with 1,091 votes. RuneScape got 22% with 1,929 votes. Okay. With a whopping 2,385 votes, garnering 27% of the votes, the winner and reigning champion, nobody guess where I'm going with this one, folks. Otherwise, we won't be reading in our show. City of Heroes. I said, sit. Hey, Peanut Gallery, wake up. Took you long enough.
All right. MMO
wait,
games.
Wait. We're missing something here. We're missing.
Okay.
I wanted you to play some music, not play heaven. Oh, this is like a... Who's a midget with a pillow? Medallion that they found. Every stand up.
The Queen is here?
What?
The Queen of England's here? Stand up.
I said play some fanfare for City of Heroes, not the royal fanfare, you idiot. Ow, ow! And they just kicked me in the ankle. Shut up. Jesus Christ, this is so much. You know, we need something.
You got the long version, didn't you?
I guess, you know, we need to celebrate.
Oh, a little bit of the bubbly.
Yes, I said yes. I cut off the fanfare for...
Oh, a little bit of the bubbly.
All right. 3 hours ago, this is the latest news coming from MMOGames.com. Yes, they're repeating what we've been mentioning here. With the trademark filing, will mean City of Heroes and a new service that have popped up is anyone's guess right now. We do know that negotiations with NCSoft and dedicated groups of the City of Hero fans have been taking place since shortly after the code was released into the wild. There hasn't been any new updates about those talks since. However, it should be noted that NCSoft hasn't taken any legal action against the player-run servers. This isn't to say they have their blessings either. They're simply willing to look the other way for now. It should also be noted that while there's been a number of City of Hero-related trademarks through the years, including Going Rogue, City of Villains, City of Heroes 2, no trademark application for those names, and they are no longer active trademarks. It's specifically just City of Heroes. We just have to wait to see what all this means for the City of Heroes fan service. MMO Games will, of course, keep a close eye on everything NCSoft does and everything that happens with City of Heroes. They do admit it was the biggest news story of 2019 in MMO games. All right. So that is an interesting factor. Why just City of Heroes and not City of Villains going rogue? City of Heroes 2?
Maybe they're working on it.
They would have done it right there and then. They were in the building.
Yeah. Why not City of Villains? And maybe it covers all of them?
Not in this category now. I mean, because right now, if someone were to go City of Heroes going rogue, for example.
Oh, hold on.
That
Mordekaiser.
Name is free.
Mordekaiser. Hold on. Mordekaiser brought something up about the vote. He was never a COX player, so his vote. Well, you know what? Everybody got three votes. So one of his votes, I'll say, would have went to Lord of the Rings Online. That was in the category, too. I looked that up. That only got 5% of the votes. So.
All right. So say, for example, Pogo, you get this wild feeling, and you make a game, and it's City of Heroes going rogue.
Yes.
Well, that trademark is open.
I'll be right back. Gotta go. Bye.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. They don't have to file it yet. Because Going
How's
Rogue
that?
Came out a couple of years after City of Heroes. Remember?
True, but once again, we're dealing with the trademark rules of the zero. It's the teen. The last time it was 2010. Now they have to do it 2020. And they just did it for one. City of Heroes.
Wait, no matter what year they got the trademark for going rogue?
That's what I'm understanding. Now, like I said, I'm trying to do some more research on the trademark laws. And, of course, it's like, once you start getting into the legalese, unless you're a lawyer, you may as well be trying to do trigonometry in Mandarin Chinese.
But they're Korean.
You know what I mean.
I know.
But, it is an interesting factor that they only, that MMO games poured up, that they didn't do City of Villains. They did not do Going Rogue. They did not do City of Heroes 2, which never existed to begin with.
I know. That's why I don't understand what the City of Heroes 2 trademark is supposed to be for.
They let that one fly.
If someone wanted to make money,
get the trademark for City of Heroes 2, you got to talk to me now.
What's the big deal? What was City of Heroes 2 supposed to be anyway? I don't understand that.
They basically wanted to protect City of Heroes and have the rights that if they made enough money, NC Golf goes, you know what? We can make some money if we make a sequel. Like they did with Guild Wars.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see it. It just doesn't make sense. I don't know.
But, all right, once again, well, let's check. Do we have any callers?
No, I'm staring right at the screen, too. No callers.
All right. I will say international charges will apply because we do have some international listeners.
That's right. Would help if I spelled that right. Okay, there we go. All right, I got somebody invisible standing next to me. Oh, you're very tricky. I saw you. Oh,
okay.
Somebody's trying to stand next to me. He was invisible. They snuck away. So I couldn't see you, huh? You tried to be sneaky. Okay. So my three votes. See, they used to do it where you could vote once a day. But I guess this year in that category, you only have three votes, and you could only vote once on each game. So
I think they were figuring that, you know, someone might
robot
the
vote.
Rigged. It was rigged.
Yeah. I've heard. Oh yeah, they've done that before in years past. Like I can't remember what game it was, but some game had like 500. No, not 500. Like 5 million votes. And I was like, how?
You know, someone might pull a Robin Dies situation.
Yeah, it was one of these things, like some, I can't remember what the game was, right? And it was like, and they checked, right? It got 5 million votes. The game only had like 8,000 subscribers. It's like, the game has 8,000 subscribers, but 5 million people voted. But it got 5 million votes.
And for those who do not get the reference I was talking about, back in the day when they were DC decided to do a 1-900 vote if Jason Todd lives or dies, one person set up his computer to constantly dial the number and then vote for Jason Todd to die. This was actually confirmed. I was like, holy.
How much did that cost him?
I know. It's a 900 number.
Didn't he? Maybe he thought it was an 800 number.
You know. So they didn't want to stack the deck. I'm just going like, wow. Somebody had some deep pockets for their phone bill that day.
What's worse is when the parents found out. He was never allowed to read a comic book again after that. No, actually it was better. After they found out how much he spent, DC Comics sent him 100 copies of the issue.
But here I can't.
Since you spent so much money, you know, to find out what happens, here you go.
It's like, look, you may as well just buy stock. It's the only way you're going to get that money back.
All right. Here you go.
All right. I haven't found anything new to report.
Well, fine.
You know, the last post I see on the forums, not even an hour ago, and they're still, you know, it's not it's like watching a tennis match now. You got, you know, one side, this is a good thing, this is a bad thing, this is a good thing, it's a bad thing.
Well, that's the way they're going to be about it.
Now,
interesting. There have been two. Well, you know what? Heroes and Villains have two updates since the last time we've done a show. It's only been a week. I could do one now and save the other one for next week. Wait, we're not doing a show next week, so I might as well do both
right.
of them. All right.
Unless.
I mean, all right.
You're going like,
what?
Shut up with
no,
the unless.
No. No. Shut up. There is no unless. I'm just setting them up.
There is only Zool.
There's only Mai Tais. I mean, there's only Zool. All right. So this is update number 369. Sorry. And he was
You're
posted
right.
Friday, December No. Friday, December 27th. All right. This week, we've been continuing with work on methods to make the combat have more influence on the direction of the narrative, rather than just the win or reload type that most games make use of. Because all arcade-style combat systems only have one valid outcome that the game will recognize. They can't generate any genuine narrative tension because the player already knows that the game only for... Oh, my God. Here you... Oh, thank you. I got it my late Christmas gift. Get ready for this one. Get ready. Because the player already knows that the game only for allows victory in combat.
And there's a gift from Golden Girl.
she was drinking the coquitos and the eggnog, wasn't she? She was drinking the eggnog on that one. The Christmas Yoda hit. And that defeat will be ignored and wiped away with reloading until the player wins. Whew, you heard that, right? You heard that first part of that sentence. That was, oh, God, now I know why I get headaches. Oh, what it can generate is mechanical tension, the pressure to use your powers / abilities / weapons in the right way in order to overcome the enemy or enemies. But that tension is just the desire to avoid having to reload or restart a section of the game. It's not tension from anything story-related hanging on the outcome of the fight, as game developers won't allow for anything other than constant success for the player in every battle, resulting in an invincible protagonist in every story. I'm not going back and rereading that sentence. And now, actually, she posted this one early this morning, like 1:19 in the morning. Oh, God, I can't wait to read this one. She posted this one at 1:19 this morning. God bless her. All right, this is update number 370. This week, we've been doing more work on designing solutions to the problem of a linear storyline created by victory-only type of combat system and the lack of narrative effect it creates in every battle. Following on from last week, the most obvious example of the weakness of all arcade-style combat systems in regards to creating a non-linear story is one of the oldest, most frequent, and well-known video game tropes, the boss fight. Their place within a story isn't a problem in terms of creating climaxes, but their implementation in an always-win combat style is, because it makes their defeat It makes their defeat and he player's victory inevitable. Creating a linear narrative where each climax only ever has one outcome. Reducing the fight to a checkbox to be ticked in order to progress from one linear plot point to the next, removing the combat from having any effect on the direction of the story. Have a heroic villain this weekend, a heroes and villains team.
She's still hitting the eggnog.
Well, it's New Year's Eve, so she hit the eggnog, the coquitos, and whatever else she had for New Year's. Oh, lang syne. Did you do
all right.
Did you sing it for New Year's like I told you to?
I lost power on that day, remember?
No.
No, yeah, I lost power.
Oh, I didn't know. I was at my sister's. No, I sang it. Actually, it's on video. My sister was laughing because she didn't realize I sang it. Because we were in the front yard, and our neighbor had fireworks, and they gave us some, so we were doing some on the street. And I was on one side of there. They have a horseshoe driveway, and it's on the corner. She's laughing. She goes, oh, I didn't know you were singing. I was like, yeah, of course I did. She's laughing. She goes, oh, good. She goes, I like when you sing it. So. So because you didn't have power, you didn't come look at your phone or anything to know when it was midnight?
Not when I, where I live here, if I, you know,
Yeah.
To use my phone, I need the Wi-Fi. Yeah. In order to tell people what was going on, I had to drive 5 miles. Okay, I got a signal. All right, I lost power. You guys are on your own.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. So you knew your ears was screwed, huh? Well, you know what? We didn't know what we were going to do for New Year. Earlier in the day, we thought it was just going to be me, my stepbrother, and my folks. And then mom was at the house's, and I was puppy sitting. And usually, since I have to puppy sit, she likes to sleep. So I was up all night, you know, playing video games and watching TV or whatever. So I was asleep. I woke up about noon when my folks get back to pick her up. And I noticed I got a text from my sister. She decided to do a last-minute party for everybody who had nothing to do. I was like, oh, all right. So we all got together that night, about 10 of us, at my sister's house. So I was like, oh, cool. So we all got together. So I was like, oh, all right. Well, this has been sitting home because my folks, they were in bed by like 9:30. They were probably... I told them I was heading over. I called to see what they were doing. They were in bed and asleep by 10. I was like, are you kidding me?
Now, I'm going to say this because of my plans with Group Paragon Dawn and Dawn Radio.
Yeah.
All this news with the City of Heroes may affect my decision about DawnCon 6.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Because we were planning to do the Cross the Streams City of Heroes Homecoming.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to need some more information before I start proceeding on the COH side.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's going to look rather lousy. All right, I'm planning. What do you mean it just got shut down?
Yeah. We're crossing this. Okay, here's the deal, guys. Remember how we were going to cross the stream? There is no stream. So, we're just going to go with everything on our side of the stream.
Well, actually, there's been actual talk of doing it also for Star Trek and Neverwinter. Now, you know, if you have someone that's dedicated on that side, then, you know, that is a possibility.
Okay.
But, like I said, you know, I have to see who's there and who could do what, you know what I'm saying. But like I said, with this news here, I know you're the one that, you know, coined the phrase crossing the streams to do for City of Heroes. Now I'm looking at this going, oh, shit.
I didn't even think of that until, yeah, I just, yeah, until you started, I didn't even think of that. So. Shit. Yeah, I just cursed the two languages. There. How about let's find out.
Mordecai, did he say that correctly? Or was it the offensive pronunciation?
That's how mad I was. I just mispronounced it. Mispronounced it?
And Morty goes, we don't need COX to cross streams. There's STO, Neverwinter, and others. So you have to see.
Yes, but the point is it's superhero themed. It's supposed to cross the streams that way.
Well, like I said, people have been talking about doing that as well.
You said mispronounce what? Mayor.
The French word for shit. And we have to wait a little bit here. But we got 13 minutes. I'm assuming we're not going to be doing an after party.
Nah, we're good.
Yeah.
I'm surprised we made it this long tonight.
Well, like I said,
we
want
to show anytime.
If we were going to do something like this here, we had to be thorough and explore both sides, you know, fair and balanced. I know I just made a Fox News reference. Be quiet. And that's for when it gets the replay on Dawn Radio.
Thanks. It's correct with American accent, so thanks.
Okay.
I pride myself on not having the American accent when I use my French.
Anyway, But like I said, you know, we had to, like I said, show both sides, the good and the bad.
What Fox reference did you just use?
Fair and balanced.
Fair and balanced.
It is their coin phrase, so.
I didn't know that. I never realized
that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, fair and balanced.
But, like I said, you know, like I said, we had to bring out both sides. We had to point out everything. So, you know, we didn't give any affirmation for those who are saying, hey, there's a deal. We also did not give any affirmation that doom and gloom. I will repeat what I said before. Yes, you can always have hope here, but this is where the cynic side of us wants to come out on this one. We want info. We want proof. We don't want to hear, oh, everything's fine. Because you start saying that, all I see is police squad Frank Drebin standing outside going, everything is fine, nothing to see, move along, while he's standing in front of the exploding illegal fireworks factory.
Right. I was thinking that same scene. Or Officer Bar Brady, nothing to see here, you bunch of looky-loos.
This is the time when, yeah, you want to have that cynic side of you.
Yeah, that's right.
Because as much as everything, these are still considered pirate servers, rogue servers, whatever you want to, terminology you want to use.
Pirate servers.
As the first news they're saying that they're going to go after somebody, yeah, the word of the day is delete. Can you say delete?
Oh, no.
And you dumped your Matt Hardy delete, didn't you?
We never had a Matt Hardy delete.
Oh, I had it. Never mind.
Wait, do I have a Matt Hardy delete? I don't think I have one. No, I never had one on here. Trust me. I don't delete things off of here, so.
Yeah, because like I said, if it goes bad, delete.
Do I have obsolete? Maybe. I don't even absolutely. It would help if I spelled it right. I don't even know what word I just spelled. The letters roll there. I don't know what word that spelled, but it wasn't even close to obsolete. Again. No. That doesn't come up. Nope. Obsolete doesn't come up. Delete doesn't come up. Matt Hardy doesn't come up on my soundboard. I'll have to add it for next time.
All right, so, yeah, with 8 minutes remaining, one more check. Any callers?
Nope.
I figured we would have people jumping in, going with their opinions, and, okay. We're going to have an Eddie Izzard moment here. It's like, okay, we're Italian. Ciao.
No.
I can
tell you this.
What's that?
Some days you just can't get rid of a bomb.
In this case, MMO bomb.
That's right. Just words of wisdom. Oh, I saw the neatest thing the other day on demand. The Doctor Who Yule Log, which was kind of neat. It's a Yule Log, Doctor Who themed. And throughout the thing, like Doctor Who, the new Doctor Who will pop on, you know, like it'll pan out and you'll see the window. Looks like autumn, not winter. And the TARDIS materializes. She walks out, waves. Then later on, like spiders will drop down outside the window from one of the episodes last season. Another creature will pop in. you know, like certain things will zap into the thing. But what's funny is the way they describe it, a Doctor Who Yule log played to Christmas music for an hour, right? And I'm watching this thing. Not one ounce of Christmas music is played for the entire hour. But
are we talking South Park, our non-denominational holiday show?
No. It's It's Doctor Who themed. Like, as a matter of fact, there's like a Doctor Who crystal thing on the fireplace, and I went to the BBC shop catalog. It's in there, and it's like they have Doctor Who decorations on the Christmas tree. It's definitely a Christmas tree. And at one point, the room pans out, and on the left corner, you can see the front corner of the TARDIS materialize. She walks out. Oh, what happens is the fire dies out. TARDIS materializes. She comes out with a sonic screwdriver, sets the fire ablaze again, warms her hands, walks back into the TARDIS. It dematerializes.
Now, what made it interesting is that after it burns out, it changes and it has the pattern of the next Doctor, and then the next Doctor, and then the next Doctor, and it goes 13
that's
times.
That's what I was waiting for. That's what I was waiting to see other Doctors like throughout the thing. It was just her, like two or three. Like there's a snow globe on the mantle, and it starts off with the TARDIS in the snow globe at the very beginning. The doors open slowly. She walks out, waves, points her sonic screwdriver, and starts snowing in the snow globe. She walks back in and shuts the door. And at first, I thought it was just an ornament, and you're seeing a reflection of the TARDIS. I'm like, oh, yeah, duh, it's a snow globe because it's snowing in the snow globe, and it's only place snowing in the whole place. So I thought that was neat. But then I'm like, wait a minute, there's no music playing. Where is the Christmas carols? There's no music.
No music. All right. I was about to say they had music, but it wasn't Christmas. It's South Park holiday special from the first year. Dun, 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 dun,
oh,
dun,
yeah,
dun,
yeah.
Dun, it's the holidays.
No. There was nothing. No music whatsoever. And then when I figured like it would end, like, something would happen, like she would come out and like take a cookie or something. Nothing. It just ends. It ends and it goes to a commercial.
Well, that's rather anticlimactic.
I know. I'm like, I don't want to take a nap, so I figure I'd just go to sleep to the music. So I'm like, great. Now I got to watch this thing to see what the hell happens. I'm like, that's how you end this after an hour?
All right. So, the short
I'm
version.
To see, like,
oh, go ahead.
I was waiting to see like a Cyberman out the window, a Dalek out the window, or something. You know, something at least come out. You know, nothing, nothing like that. Just nothing.
All right. So, yep. Like I said, we brought out both sides with 3 minutes to go. The worst case scenario, if it does happen, if we start a show and all you hear is delete, 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 delete. This is a hint.
Yeah. Or if you see something like an administration warning, we will still be on air. Then I guess we will immediately move our show over to the show to the superhero city across the pond, across the stream.
Yep. We can say it's Champions.
Yeah, we'll go to Champions Online, or we'll go to Paragon Chat. Where we used to do our show.
There's another factor to look at is the Paragon Chat factor, because that's going to be a lot of exploring to do. Like I said, we just found out today. We've been gathering information one way or another to try to get you informed. We will try to keep you up to it with it. We got 2 minutes to go, so Pogo, you know what to do.
Yep. Well, I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in. Hopefully you all tuned in for this impromptu last-second episode of Paragon Radio, the almost-not-quite New Year's, post-New Year's episode. If you're tuning in, go read those comic books. Go see those superhero movies and those superhero TV shows you haven't seen yet. I know I'm going to go and try and check out a couple, and I got a couple of comic books for Christmas I'm going to go read this week. And we are taking next week off. Hopefully we will have next week off, unless anything updates occur that we feel mandatory to do a show. We'll keep you updated on our website, on our Facebook page, and be super to each other. Enjoy the first week of January, I guess. Enjoy the time off. And Mad Viking, do you have anything you'd like to add, sir?
Keep in tune. We'll get you informed. And say goodnight, Gracie.
Good night, Gracie. And with Star Wars Rise of Skywalker still out there, may the Force be with you. Happy New Year, everybody. Say it with me. Auld Lang Syne. See, it doesn't matter. You know, once New Year's over, it just doesn't have the same thrill. Enjoy the weekend, everybody. If you're a football fan, enjoy the wild card playoff round games tomorrow. We're on for a few more seconds. Enjoy the weekend, whatever you're playing. Oh, we got 10. We're still on air for 10 seconds. How about that? My goodness. Well, hopefully this will be good news, and we'll keep you updated. We'll keep you updated as best we can, guys. Good night. Okay, now it's a stream. Okay, we're in the after party. Okay, that's it. That's that. I'm going back to my island resort and drinking some Mai Tais.
All right. I will
have
talk to you
night,
later,
sir.
Then.
Have a good night. Talk to you later. Have a good week. Enjoy your weekend.
Get
unless
best.
We need to talk about anything else. All right. Bye. Mm-hmm. Good night. Enjoy. Good show.